So welcome to our show today, folks. It's another classic archive show for you today on this Thursday, the 6th day of December. And we're going back to Thursday, the 6th day of December. No, well, we're going back to the 6th day of December. I have no idea what day of the week it was. I guess I could double check this. It's a Thursday. You know, that's weird. How is that possible? I don't know. 2001 so far is mirroring 2018. Or is it the other way around? 2018 is mirroring. Anyway, it was Thursday, December the 6th, 2001, when we aired This Hour with Jeff Dowder, who said that Taliban defector John Walker, you may remember him, he was the one, Margaret, that I think you said, I didn't say it. How dare you? No, it was Bobby Dooley. Oh, that's right. Bobby Dooley said that his face was like a saddle.
Are you kidding me or something?
You know what? I'm going to take a walk now, and I'm sorry, but that's what she said. Anyway, John Walker of the Taliban, he had defected, and Jeff Dowder was on to say that he was brutally raised in a rich family and had to deal with a lot of crap growing up that way. And there you have it. So let's take a listen. I haven't heard this hour in a long time, if I've heard it other than doing it at all. It's Jeff Dowder about the Taliban defector John Walker from December the 6th, 2001, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Think that John Walker guy should be allowed to come back to the United States? Is that it?
Be allowed to come back to the United States because he has obviously gone to be a Muslim, be a Taliban fighter due to the treatment he received in the United States.
Well, what treatment did he receive? I mean, he was raised in America.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think you know that John Walker and
we're talking about the guy, the American who was captured as a Taliban,
right?
And his mom and dad are trying to get him back. His father is trying to get an attorney to get him back here.
Well, my understanding was that he was arrested by the Northern Alliance.
Right, but they're trying to get him back.
Yeah, they're trying to get him back. And see, he grew up in Marin County, California. This is a part of the United States that has these insular private schools. So rather than letting a kid go to a free public education system, here's a kid who was forced to go to a private prep school, and it's well known to anybody that has been to these schools that these are oppressive and brutal environments where every bit of your ability to identify with the poor and the working class is stripped out of you and sucked out of you. So, I mean, the guy...
Well, wait a second. This dude that went to Afghanistan to be a Taliban was raised in an environment where he had money.
But he was raised in an environment where his ability to identify with the working people was completely sucked off. The money his parents... I don't know whether you know this or not, but the money his parents had forced him to eat food that was free-range and locally grown. Now, a lot of that, some people think, is healthy, but that removes him from his connection to reality of most people, which is fast food and wine plants. Everything about this guy cried out to get away from the abuse that he was facing in his life.
And what abuse? The kid was raised in money.
Well, I mean, first of all, his father, when he turned 16, Mr. Henry, and I want a lot of people to hear this because I know there's a lot of people listening to me who know what I'm talking about. His father brutally presented him with the keys to a car on his 16th birthday, which completely, this materialistic torture led him to say that's it. On his 16th birthday, he didn't...
I want to be clear now. When he got keys to his own car, you're saying that that was torture?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't understand your question.
I'm just simply asking, when he was given the keys to his own car at 16, that was it?
That was absolute abuse. Absolute abuse. And that's what a lot of American kids are going through right now, especially with the so-called prosperous economy that we have had over the last 10 years. You give a kid his own car, his own phone, you give a kid a private education in a prep school, I mean, you might as well take a board with nails in it and beat him across his ass till he bleeds, because with his father doing that to him, that's what pushed him over to the Muslimism.
All right, Jeff, now you think that Jeff Walker, John Walker is his name.
John Walker.
Was abused by his lifestyle. And
well, he rejected the overblown and lazy lifestyle of the Christian cultural elite, and he opted out of a sense of survival to choose a more connected Islamic religion. If you're a Muslim, you got to understand something. You get to wear Muslim costumes. You get to let your hair grow organically. You don't mutilate your face with a Remington. You sit and study Muslim books. I mean, being a Christian is fine, but I mean, what I'd like to do is try to look at it as a kid. It's kind of lame. But being a Muslim is cool. You eat with your hands. You're allowed to have, my understanding is you can have like 5-6 wives and stuff. And you don't have to do that in the entire Western culture chain to your wife thing. I mean, it's legal, and it's also legal to smoke what we call chronic or the owl. Now then.
All right, hold on. Because I want to be clear. John Walker, who the guy who was held in Afghanistan by the Northern Alliance, who was arrested as a Taliban fighter, who went to Pakistan, was abused as a kid because he was given the keys to his own car.
Among other things, yeah.
The private school, abusive.
Private school, the food. First of all, a lot of these people who have money shop at places like Bristol Farm or Gelson's, where the food is locally grown and free range. That means you don't eat hamburger or anything what normal people eat. You have no connection to the normal people, and you thirst. You thirst and hunger for a connection to go. When you force a kid into an artificial lifestyle of bathing every day, I mean, I saw it happen to a friend of mine, and I remember he came to my house. He was in tears. We thought about calling the police. His dad had asked him if he wanted to go skiing. And I went,
well, so what?
Okay, man, you just don't get it.
What don't I get? What don't I get? What don't I understand? His dad asked him to go skiing.
That completely humiliates you. All you want is to be one of the real people, but instead your parents are asking you to take a cruise with them, or they're asking you to swim in a pool that's heated. I mean, what does that do? It strips away your dignity. It strips away the person you want to be. It turns you into nothing more than a robot who is being raped by the American culture. This friend of mine who finally did leave his home when he was after he graduated from college.
Well, let me ask you something.
No, but you gotta understand this. He was forced to swim in a heated indoor pool. Okay? This completely disconnected him from how cool it is just to be with your friends at the beach or stuff like that.
Well, did he go to the beach with his friends? You're saying he never got to go to the beach?
No, he got to go to the beach.
With his friends?
Yeah. But he also had to swim in it. His father would say, bring your friends over here and let them swim in our heated indoor pool. I mean, you might as well have just taken a knife and stuck it in his gut for the humiliation that it gave him. This is what happened to John Walker. And
well, you're talking about a world, man, that I don't know anything about, where it's an absolute oppression.
Yeah, well, you don't get what I'm saying, Mr. Henry, because you don't know what it's like to come from a rich family and have the horror of your dad or your mom saying things like, we're going to go to Europe this summer. Do you want to come with us? Forget it, man.
Well, let me ask you something, Jeff. Do you come from a wealthy family?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I can remember two summers in a row, my family and I went to Geneva, Switzerland. I met Carl Jung. I don't know if you know who he is.
Yeah, I know who Carl Jung is, the psychologist.
Yeah, I met him before he died. I mean, it was bad. I just don't want the same thing to happen to this guy.
All right, so John Walker should be allowed back into the United States then because of the brainwashing, not at the hands of the Taliban, but at the brainwashing at the hands of his parents, making him drive his own car, go to a private school, and swim in a heated indoor pool.
Yeah. I mean, what don't you get? I know you weren't raised rich.
No, I wasn't raised rich. I don't know why.
I mean, what what made me hate my father the most was that he introduced me. I'll never forget, I got introduced to Bruce Springsteen. And I remember thinking, nobody else is doing this except me. I feel so alone. I feel so isolated. I'm sitting down and I'm talking to Bruce Springsteen and no other kid is. I feel like a freak. And you got to understand the anger, man.
Okay, so now you're telling me that you got to meet Bruce Springsteen, you vacationed in Geneva, Switzerland, two summers in a row with your family. This John Walker guy got his own car, private school, and was forced to swim in a heated indoor pool, and this is bad.
Okay, if you don't get it, man, you had to have been raised rich to understand it.
All right, well, then I get it, and that's valid. I wasn't raised rich.
Yeah, if you're raised wealthy, it is absolute torment. And it's like someone has tied your hands around a barrel and they are hitting your ass with a board with nails.
Yeah, I got the image about what you're saying there, man. So, John Walker, parents are trying to bring him back to the United States from Afghanistan after what Jeff says was the brutal treatment he received being raised in a rich family. I wasn't raised wealthy. I mean, we were middle class, but we did not have a heated indoor pool. And there are a lot of kids, probably not as many as we would think, but there are a lot of kids who are forced to swim in heated indoor pools and to eat organically grown vegetables or free-range meats. What does it do to them? How does it disconnect them from the rest of the world? What is it like to be handed the keys to your own car on your 16th birthday? What is it like, in other words, to go through life as some kind of an Elephant Man-style freak? Where people stare at you, and you feel completely isolated. Getting to meet Bruce Springsteen backstage, sitting down and having dinner with Paul McCartney. You go through life, you look in the mirror, and all you see staring back at you is a sideshow freak. That's what forced John Walker into joining the Taliban and fighting his own country. The Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Okay, I'm with Jeff here. What's your last name, Jeff?
I'm Jeff Dowder, Phil.
Jeff Dowder. Jeff, were you raised rich?
Yes, I was.
And so like John Walker, the young man from Marin County, California, you say you understand what it's like to have been raised rich, and you say that it is an abusive environment replete with privileges that are not privileges at all, that it is replete with things that would humiliate a young man.
And that's why John Walker decided to join the Taliban, to know what it was like for the first time in his life to be one of the real people and not have to live through the humiliations that he lived through.
Well, I hardly think getting your own car when you're 16 is a humiliation, or having to swim in a heated indoor pool.
What about being raised Christian, when everybody says it's lame, okay? He wanted to be a part of a cooler religion.
What do you mean a cooler religion? These guys flew airplanes into buildings and killed people.
All right, that was extreme. Those guys that did that drank, they partied with strippers. As if you'd have to, if you had like 15 wives, why would you party with strippers? So those dudes were extreme. But there's no purgatory in the Muslim religion. And if you go to heaven, I mean, I don't mean to be crude, but you got 15 virgins climbing your beanstalk. So, I mean, do you know what it's like to have a maid make your bed? When you have a maid...
Having a maid make my bed, no, I don't know what it's like.
When you have a maid making your bed or a butler, it's a violation. And
how is that a violation? My mother used to make my bed.
That's your mother, but you have a maid making your bed. That's a violation of you and everything that you are. Because that's where you lay at night. Maybe you touch yourself, maybe you don't, and now comes in a maid. He was given an allowance. He never had to get a part-time job. He was brutalized in ways that few of us can imagine. That's why we should let him come back to America, become an American citizen again, and allow him to kick at his folks' house for a few more years until he gets his act together, and then his dad can get him a job where he works.
All right, we're talking to Jeff Dowder here about John Walker, the American who became a Taliban. Why? Because being raised rich was an abusive environment for him. Anna, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to address a couple of things that Jeff said. One of them is that I can't understand how this guy was abused. This guy made this decision.
What are you going to do when someone comes into your room every morning and makes your bed for you? The humiliation of that.
How could there be humiliation in somebody making your bed? I get so tired. You know, if you all have all this guilt about your parents providing a better life for you than they probably had, that's something that's a psychological problem here.
Wait a second.
But it has nothing to do. This guy wasn't abused.
This guy
chose to do what he did.
Anna,
and
Anna, I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
On his 12th birthday, his mother came to him and said, I've got a special dinner for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke Trout. And I'm thinking, what's so funny about a child being abused? You think that's
Brooke
funny?
Brooke Trout.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Brooke Trout?
You know, my father on my 12th birthday took me out to Long Island and bought me lobster.
Okay, well,
I mean,
I'm talking about, what about a hamburger? Have you ever heard of a hamburger, maybe? Have you ever heard of a hamburger?
Yeah, do you know what?
Do you have any idea what it's like to sit on a sponge toilet seat?
I don't come from rich. I wasn't raised rich.
Then you don't know what it's like to be rich.
My father was a physician and my mother was a tax analyst.
Do you have any idea?
We weren't poor either. But you know what?
I really enjoyed eating lobster. Yeah, that's because you were rich.
So every year for my birthday, you would take me out to Long Island. We'd have lobster.
Wait a second. Wait. Jeff,
I don't think I was abused.
Hold on, Jeff. What are you saying?
She says she likes lobster because she was never raised rich. But if she had to have it every day, if they served it once a week, if all of a sudden she was disconnected from the reality of her friends going to McDonald's and having that
buffet.
You're not
disconnected from the reality of your friends when you have trout.
Yes, you
when
are.
When you have lobster. You know what? If we start making this guy, the bottom line is that this guy fought with the enemy. The bottom line is that this guy fought against us with the enemy.
They
found him holding an AK-47.
That's right, a
Kalashnikov. So you know what? You know what?
No,
he needs to be tried just like every other Taliban because he is a Taliban.
Oh, okay, so torture him some more.
He has ceased to be an American citizen.
Torture him some more. Give him a pony when he's 10 and then torture him some more by trying him.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Wait
a second. You know what? After you're 21 years old, pal, what the choices you make are on your back.
And what was that comment?
Are on your ledger. At the heck with your parents. You
and
know,
what was
my
that comment about?
Could have sexually abused of me, but by when I get to be an adult, you know what?
I can choose to deal
with that abuse either way. I can choose
but
to
Anna,
be strong
Anna,
and go
Anna,
on,
the kids
or I can choose to say,
enough,
you know what? I'm a victim
a
for the rest of my
the
life.
The kids that were fortunate enough, for instance, to be sexually abused as kids, we're talking about a mainstream.
Wait a second. What did you just say?
That is sick.
What's sick?
That is
wait,
sick.
Wait. The kids that were fortunate enough to be sexually abused?
That's normal. That's
that
normal.
Is,
this
that
guy,
is not normal.
That is normal. That's normal in America. But what does this guy get?
That
when
is
he's
not
8 years
normal
old,
in America to be sexually abused.
Old,
are you nuts?
When he's 8 years old,
in your neighborhood they sexually abuse kids?
Hey,
that's
I
normal?
Hate to tell you, in your neighborhood too, okay? When he was 8 years old, they gave him a horse.
So
you
what?
Know what? The
oh,
parents
that's,
thought
that's
they
good?
Were doing fine by
that's,
this young man.
They were horrifically abusing him.
They weren't abusing
and,
him.
And as far as
they
I'm
weren't
concerned,
abusing
and
him.
Then
now, I
raised
refuse
him in a
to
lame
say
religion
that his
like
parents were abusing him. What I feel is that his parents were maybe a little too lenient with this kid.
What? Are you kidding me, man? An indoor
they were
pool?
Too lenient with this kid.
They brutalized
you know
him
what?
With a sponge
this
toilet seat.
This guy, this young man, chose to go where he went. And for you to say that that the Muslim faith is a cool religion when they when
cooler.
Women become when young girls become invisible at the age of 8.
That's not cool.
Okay, when women aren't allowed to get an education, when men
wait a minute,
are
not that's
allowed
not the whole,
to
that's
even,
not the Muslim religion.
Anna,
hold
each
on.
Other.
Can you hear me, Anna?
Oh, I can
okay,
hear you now.
Okay, first of all, you got to understand something. Hold on, you got to understand something before we go any further. The Muslim religion does not keep women down. The Taliban interpretation of it does.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, what are you talking about?
The way I understand Islam, it's cool because you don't have to listen to your girlfriend or your wife talk. That's what I find interesting about it.
Wait a second, man.
Islam does not say that women have to walk behind their husbands. And
okay.
You read the Quran?
Yeah. I've read the Quran.
Do you speak Arab?
No, but I have read one of the major,
John Walker had to take a new mountain bike from his grandmother. He was forced to take a new mountain bike from his grandmother. Now, that kind of brutal child abuse is the kind of thing that we're talking about.
All right, hold the line, man, because you're goofy. And so is Anna there with her, I read the Quran and it says that women suck. Does it really? We had a look into this Islam a little quick. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
John Walker is the American from Marin County, California, captured by the Northern Alliance as a Taliban fighter. He became a Muslim. He traveled to Pakistan. He studied Arabic. He joined the Taliban. The thought is he might have been brainwashed. There are those who feel that he should be allowed back in the country. There are those who feel he should be tried as a traitor. With me is Jeff Dowder. Jeff, you were raised wealthy. You seem to think that what John Walker's major problem is, he was raised as a rich kid, and as such, raised rich, he was abused.
Mr. Henry, rich kids, and I can recall from my own experience, we had to wear, and I don't know if you've heard of Tommy Hilfiger or Ralph Lauren. But it,
yeah, they're designers.
We had to wear clothes that were made by designers. Muslims get to wear multicolored clothing. We were forced to drive BMWs, but Muslims were riding around in old Russian Jeeps. Now you're asking me, what's so bad about that? It's way, way, way cooler to ride around in a Jeep going out into the mountains than sitting in a BMW, okay, forced to sit next to your girlfriend, who may be the daughter of a movie star or something, and you're forced to go to dinner at some place. I remember my girlfriend, and I don't mean to say this, was performing, and please forgive me, was performing oral sex on me one time as we were looking at the lights of L.A. and we were parked in my BMW. And I didn't think my life could get any lower. And
Wait.
No, you don't understand what...
No, wait a second. You're parked in a Beamer. Was it a convertible?
Unfortunately, yes.
Your girlfriend is the daughter of a movie star. She's performing oral sex on you as you look at the lights of L.A.
I'd hit rock bottom.
You'd hit rock bottom.
See, you weren't raised rich.
You know what? Your excuse is constantly, I wasn't raised rich, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't. It was a humiliation to have oral sex on a Friday night when I'd much rather have been running with some homeboys in Boyle Heights or something like that. I got to get oral sex from some blonde.
What's bad about that, man? I don't understand.
You'll never understand. The people will not understand John Walker and me and how our lives hit rock bottom having sex in a four-poster bed in a 17,000-square-foot mansion. It's horrible!
Was it with a Playboy bunny?
Oh, so now you're going to make fun...
No, I just want to know how horrible your life got. Was it with a Playboy bunny?
If I have to feel one more set of fake breasts, And you can make fun if you want, man. But I'm telling you, the worst day of my life.
Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike?
Yes, I just want to speak to this guy for a little while. You know, I'm not going to have a religious conversation with you, but as a parent and as a child who grew up in a life of mediocrity, now trying to provide better for my kids, I lived in Moscow, Russia, for about 5 years.
That
I saw the way the
great.
Russian people live.
That must have been great.
It was a great experience.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful experience. And I lived there just as communism fell, and I saw this world evolving over there. But I got to tell you, the first thing I did when I was there to work was I hired someone to make my bed and do my food shopping and cook my meals. And now
why,
I'm back
man?
Here.
Why would you do that? Why would you put your kids through that?
And now I'm back here, and I want nothing more than to create for my kids a privileged lifestyle.
Why
I
would you put
BMW,
your kids through that?
And I
Why?
Was so happy to buy my wife
right.
a Rolex
Is anybody
watch.
Listening to anybody here?
I'm asking him a question. Why would you put your family through that?
because I saw the way these Russian people live in poverty,
that's
and it was a horrible,
was
horrible
good?
Thing.
Was it good?
It was a horrible existence.
Well,
for
man,
these
you
people,
don't know.
And they are doing anything they can to try and come
you
to
don't
another
know what it's like
first
being rich.
World country.
John Walker became rich when he picked up that Taliban AK-47. Now, that's cool. And that's,
oh, yeah, that's cool. And maybe if he would have shot an American, that would have been cooler.
No.
This has to be an act. You can't be for real.
I'm talking
anybody,
about... No, you couldn't have been raised rich, man. Otherwise, you'd know what you're talking about.
I wasn't raised rich.
Sentencing your children to a life of horror, having somebody pick up their laundry and do it for them? Oh,
I
yeah,
wasn't
right.
Raised
that's really
rich,
great.
But I want to create a world for my children where they don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, a horrifying world where someone makes their breakfast.
I'm sorry that your parents felt more of things
you
that were
and
more important materialistically
Beulah.
For you than they were loving, and I want nothing more than to love my children and not shower them
if
with
you
money
your
in
children,
place of love.
If you love
but
your children,
make sure
man, you'll never hire a maid named Beulah.
My daughter turns 16 years old.
All right, okay.
She gets a brand new car.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd love to abuse your daughter that way.
All right, forget it, will you, man? We got people coming from all different points of view here. Larry, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey there,
and then
Phil,
we got to wrap
doing?
Up. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I want to talk to this guy, Doubter. First of all, I want to shred his story. I don't believe a damn word he was raised.
Oh, yeah?
Raised.
How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know?
What schools did you go to, Doubter?
I went to Campbell Hall High School.
And what, you were the only rich guy in the high school?
No, it's a school full of rich people. If you knew anything about it, you'd
but
know.
But you didn't have any friends there, right?
Yeah, I had plenty of friends. We all hated it.
And none of them drove Beamers like you, right?
We all did, and we all hated it.
Oh, you all hated it.
Yeah,
did
that's
you?
Right.
I can't believe that. I think
well, you don't believe it because you were never raised rich. You were never raised rich, so
no,
you don't
absolutely
know.
Absolutely not. And I
that's
don't believe
right.
you were raised rich.
So
I
how
think
do
you're
you
sitting
know?
In some trailer in Virginia.
How do
buddy.
You know what it's like to be raised rich? You
I think
don't.
You're sitting in a trailer in Virginia
well,
making this whole
hey, dude,
thing.
Dude, I
up
know
Virginia,
you're
buddy.
Sitting in a trailer in Virginia. If you was rich, you'd understand where I'm coming
and
from.
That's your whole thing. I don't think you're rich. I bet you ain't
I
got
am
a pot
rich.
To piss in.
Yeah, you know what, man? You're probably pissing in a pot.
No, I'm not.
I use a toilet. I don't know about the rest of you.
I know poor.
I got a 60-inch. Let me tell you
and
something,
I know
man.
People just
you know
like
what a
you.
Do you know what a 60-inch television is?
Oh yeah, I've seen a 60-inch television.
Yeah, I bet you think.
One.
I bet you think it's cool too.
Hey, well, what I'm doing is
it
I'm.
Sucks.
Hey, dude, you ain't rich.
Dude,
you
it
ain't
sucks.
Nobody. I don't believe.
Hey,
I don't believe.
Hey man,
I
tell you what.
I ain't never believed in people.
When you stop, peeing into a pot, man, you give me a call.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be your excuse for everything. Let me tell you, buddy.
Yeah,
something.
You're the guy that
you're
says that I don't have a pot to pee in.
I
pee into a toilet with a sponge toilet seat.
You've been
man.
To Geneva, Switzerland twice. Is
no,
that right?
I've been there about 6-7 times.
But you tortured,
been to
right?
About,
you had to eat, you know, meat.
Yeah,
Bruce
it was.
Spain,
yeah,
all these
it was.
Horrible things.
Yeah, I had to eat at a seafood restaurant in Paris where they served a cream sauce. It sucked.
Hey, let me ask you something. What's your IQ?
My IQ 220.
220, you're lying through your teeth, Jack.
Yeah, hey, ask me a question. I bet you I know more.
I'll tell you personal,
I bet you I know more.
A good
okay, what's the highest mountain in the world?
What's the highest mountain in the world?
Yeah.
Mount Everest.
Wrong. It's right. called K2. It's in the Himalayas. It's higher than Everest.
Is
okay.
it really?
Kicked your ass on that one.
Oh, did you?
Here's
oh, you're
one.
Such a bright boy.
Let me
come
ask
on,
you something,
one.
Man. Have you ever squatted over a bidet?
A bidet, no.
Okay, so you don't know what it is.
It's no, I
water,
do know what it is.
It's water
the people I work for got one.
It's water that goes up your ass.
Oh, you know what you're
it's,
doing, Jack? You're wasting air
dude,
time
it's humiliating.
Smoke up everyone's
no,
shirt.
Man, it's humiliating.
You know what's humiliating is you're sitting there making all this crap up, man.
No, man.
You ain't got nothing,
oh, really?
Jack. You
have you ever shared
gamer,
a groupie
never
with
been
Bruce? Have you ever shared a groupie with Bruce Springsteen?
No, and you ain't
I
either.
I did. Yeah, I did, and it sucked.
You know something, dude? You'd have to be 100 years old to have done all this crap. 100 years old.
What did I do that was so long ago?
What's that?
What did I do that was so long ago?
No, just all this stuff you've been doing, all these things you've been traveling and stuff you've been doing, man. Come on, dude.
Dude, it's horrible, man.
You
first
know,
of all, Springsteen
I've
smells
made
like
bullshit a... better than you got no continuity to your story. All right, first of all, you got a terrible accent for going to a prep school. You ain't that damn smart. You'd have more continuity to your story. How do you know this guy had a sponge rubber foam toilet seat?
You can't even talk, man. You're,
no,
you're
you know,
all
I'm
messed
all
up. You know that?
All right, okay. Phil Henry Show.
Well, there is our classic Thursday. That was the great Jeff Doubter and the great John Walker, American Taliban brutality unchained, being raised in a rich family thing. Thanks for joining us here on this, our classic archive Thursday. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, of course, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. On podcast one, and we want to see you cats back here tomorrow for our regularly scheduled podcast, netcast, you know, thing. Don't forget to get a subscription to our website. Become a member of the Backstage Pass family. Thanks.